You may be filled how? Through all your being unto all the fullness of God. May have the richest measure of divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Ooh, who can mess with that? Wholly filled and flooded with God himself. So all these things that comes against you and come against you, when you know you're full of God, they don't move you. All they put pressure on you, but you're not moved. I'm like a rock. I'm like a tree planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how did this happen? How did this happen? Colossians 3:16, still reading from the Amplified. Flooded with God himself. How do you get flooded with God himself? Colossians 3:16 said, let the word of Christ, let the word spoken by Christ, the Messiah, have it home in your hearts. Do what? Have it home in your hearts and mind, and dwell in you in its richness. As you teach and admonish and train one another in all insight and intelligence and wisdom. Now watch what's happening now. Because we're talking about how to have God flooded in you. Flooded with God himself. How do you do it? Let the word spoken by Christ, the Messiah, have it home in your heart and mind. This is what's in your heart. This is what's on your mind. This is what's in your heart. How do you get in your heart? I keep looking at it. I read it. I meditate on it. I pray it. I confess it. I believe it. I practice it. I do it. I say it. I act on it. I learn it. And I carry it out in my walk every day. I don't be a 2.5-hour word attending to the word. When you sit on the pew, you kind of nod your head. And then when I leave out these doors, I forget it. No. This is a building. That word is in me. And I got it in me. I keep it before me. I think about it. Trouble come up trying to get my mind off the word on the problem. I realize that I cast down imagination and every high thing that comes against me that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Trying to get me away from the knowledge of God to think about something that's ungodly, unhealthy, unproductive, unfruitful. I take authority over that, so I'm going to stay with the word. This is what I do. I don't go, when somebody do me wrong, figure out some kind of way I can get even with them. I cast it down. I go to the word because the word tells me what to do. And when I continue to feed on this word, how do I feed on it? I'm going to finish reading it so you can know. So he said, I start to begin it again. Let the word spoken by Christ, the Messiah, have it home in your hearts and mind, and dwell in you in all its richness. In all it what? Richness. Nothing poor about the word. The word is very rich, potent. The word, let it in all its richness. As you teach and admonish and train one another, that's why we're here. in all insight and intelligence and wisdom in spiritual things. So what are we talking about? Spiritual things, the word of God, the love of God, the wisdom of God, the power of God, the grace of God. Spiritual thing, huh? As you sing psalm, that's why you sing psalm throughout the day. Hymn, spiritual songs, songs in the spirit. Don't your mind just take time and sing some songs with your spirit. Hallelujah. Making what? Melody to God with his grace in your heart. Woo! What are you doing? I'm filling my heart with God. And I'm coming to a place where I'm being flooded with God himself. So when these things arrive, I don't have a panic attack. I don't panic. I don't trip out. I don't cave in. I rise up and I raise up the shield. I raise up my shield. I raise up the standard. And I say this, as far as you come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because I know this and I'm full of God. Now who gonna box God and win? Come on, talk to me, somebody. Who you know can box God? And when we understand, when I speak the word of God, it is, when I have a revelation of this, it is as God is talking to that problem. Do you happen to think that the problem will obey God? It has no charge. Did not he just say earlier, we have been created in the image of God. Let us create man in our image, after our likeness. In other words, let us create them like us. So when they speak what I speak, it obey them like it obeys me. It will do what they say because they're talking like me. They have the authority that I have and they're doing what I said, and it will come to pass in their life just like it came to pass when I said it. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to what the Lord, this is what he gave me. Too many of my children have too much empty space and void of my word. But you know, you leave that space empty. You got somebody that's contending to occupy it. Too many of my children have too much empty space and void of my word. And it is an open door for the devil. Matlock won't do it. Fill your heart with my word, and you will be full of me. Everything that I said in my word is still true. And it is just as powerful as it was the day I said it. I'm going to repeat that again. It is still just as powerful the day I said it will do everything I said it would do. That's why he said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Why? Because you are his body. You are to talk to the problem that comes against you like he talks to him.